Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of today's and tomorrow's technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of coding languages, frameworks, and tech trends.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking, plus probably a few you're not. Today, we're fluttering into the world of Flutter. It's not just for birds anymore, folks.
That's right, Jamie. Flutter, Google's UI toolkit, has really spread its wings since its inception. It's the go-to for developing natively compiled applications for mobile, web, desktop, and even embedded devices from a single code base.
A single code base, you say? So if I learn Flutter, I'm basically getting a 5-for-1 deal on my development skills?
Exactly. It's like a buffet of platform development with one ticket. And the best part, it's all powered by the Dart language.
Dart. Isn't that the language that's both a sprinter and a marathon runner?
Spot on. Dart allows for both just-in-time compilation for fast development cycles and ahead-of-time compilation for optimized production performance. It's like having your cake and eating it too.
Yum, performance cake. But what makes Flutter's architecture stand out from the crowd?
Great question. Flutter has a layered architecture. At its heart, there are three major players. The framework, written in Dart, which includes everything from widgets to animation, the engine, written in C++, which handles rendering, text layout, and more, and the embedder, which integrates with the platform-specific code.
So it's kind of like a tech sandwich. Dart provides the delicious filling, C++ is the sturdy bread, and the embedder is the condiments?
I guess you could say that. And just like any good sandwich, the ingredients work together to deliver a delightful experience. Speaking of experiences, Flutter's rendering engine, Skia, paints every pixel on the screen, ensuring pixel-perfect UIs across platforms.
Pixel-perfect, huh? But doesn't that make the apps chunky? In size, I mean.
It can. Flutter apps might be slightly larger than their native counterparts, but the trade-off is a consistent UI and the ability to create complex, custom animations that look the same on every device.
Sounds like a fair trade. Now, setting up Flutter, is it a weekend project or more of a cancel-all-my-plans kind of deal?
It's surprisingly quick. With a few command line spells, you can have Flutter installed and be running your first app in minutes. It's all about cloning the Flutter repository, setting your path, and then creating and running your project.
Magic spells, you say? I always knew developers were wizards. But what about actual app development? I've heard tales of the dreaded boilerplate code.
Ah, the old boilerplate beast. Thankfully, Flutter and state management packages like RiverPod come to the rescue. They can dramatically reduce boilerplate, making your code cleaner and more maintainable.
Clean and maintainable, I like the sound of that. But can Flutter handle the heavyweight apps, the Googles and eBays of the world?
It certainly can. Flutter is not just for startups or mid-sized projects. Big players like Google Pay and BMW use Flutter for its performance and consistency across platforms. It's especially powerful when you need that uniformity and speed in your UI development.
I'm sold. But before we dive into building our own Flutter empire, any pitfalls we should watch out for?
A few common ones include not optimizing your app's performance, like using const constructors where possible, and keeping an eye on the size of your app. But perhaps the most crucial is choosing the right state management solution that fits the scale of your project.
Got it. Avoid pitfalls, choose the right tools, and I'm on my way to Flutter fame. Now, for those of us looking to get started, any final words of wisdom?
Dive deep into Dart, embrace the documentation, and don't be afraid to experiment. The Flutter community is incredibly supportive and full of resources. And remember, the best way to learn is by doing. Build something, break it, then build it better.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for fluttering through the ins and outs of Flutter with us today.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting, Flutter has something to offer. So give it a whirl, and who knows, your app could be the next big thing on all platforms.
Don't forget to hit subscribe for more tech deep dives here on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Until next time, keep coding, keep creating, and stay nerdy. We'll be right back.